You're getting married?
Uh-huh. In a month.
Wow.
Oh, well, what are the chances? Congratulations, Mitch.
Yeah, congratulations. I think we'll go to a commercial now.
I'm Connie Kendall with Dreams by Constance, your wedding planning service, providing all the beauty, all the romance, and all the happiness of a wedding made in heaven.
Here's some tea, Connie.
Thanks.
Are you all right?
I'm in shock.
Of course you are. Who wouldn't be? A former fiancé calling out of the blue like that on a major syndicated radio program?
It's local. He said he's in town on business and happened to tune in. We made plans to meet for coffee to catch up.
But that'll be good, right?
I don't know.
No. It isn't good. It can't be. He's your ex-fiancé. Nobody likes to talk to an ex.
Well, he's not really my ex. I mean, we parted on good terms.
Well, then you'll be glad to see him.
How glad can I be when he drops a bombshell like that?
You can't be. Who could? Okay, now I've lost track of which side I'm supposed to take. You make it really difficult to be supportive, Connie.
I'm sorry. I'm really confused. I mean, he's getting married.
But not to you. I understand. His life wasn't supposed to go on without you.
Well, something like that.
So why did you ditch him?
I didn't ditch him. We agreed together that getting married wasn't the right thing to do.
I'm sure it made perfect sense at the time.
Well, it did, though it was complicated. I mean, he joined the FBI and really loved his job and had opportunities overseas, and I didn't think I fit into that kind of life. He went to Budapest.
Oh, I love their goulash.
I didn't even know he was back in the country. Obviously, there are a lot of things I didn't know. And now, of course...
You're wondering if you made a mistake.
My life was going great until I heard his voice on the phone. Then all these emotions rushed in. Now I'm supposed to meet him at Hal's Diner for coffee in an hour.
Oh, don't let him look at the menu.
Why not?
They renamed their liver and onions plate the Wooten and Connie Special in honor of your engagement.
Terrific. Whoa, I can't believe it, Mitch. You just happened to be in town?
Yeah, just in time for your big announcement.
Mitch, Wooten and I aren't getting married. The invitation was only a mock-up for my business and a mix-up.
That's funny, kinda.
Yeah, in a cruelly comical way. So why are you in town?
To sell my condo. After Maureen and I got engaged, I knew it was time to sell, so I came back here to hire a realtor and fix it up.
Oh, that's great. So tell me about Maureen.
Well, she's artistic and intelligent and into travel and museums and the opera. And...
Opera?
Yeah, well, that one's taken me a little longer to get used to, but she's really amazing.
Oh, well, it's too bad I won't get to meet her before, well, you know.
You can. She's here.
Oh, well, why didn't you bring her here to meet me?
I didn't want to assume. Anyway, we can drop by Wits End later, if you're sure.
Sure, I'm sure. Why wouldn't I be sure? I'm happy for you both. Sure. In fact, you can come for the party.
Party?
Well, it was Wooten's idea. A wedding reception, without the actual wedding. But we can make it a celebration of your engagement.
That's very kind of you, Connie. We'll be there.
Great!
Emily, come in. Emily.
This is Emily.
Okay. I was passing Hal's Diner on my way to Wits End, and CG is there with CK.
Wait, who's with who?
A cute guy is there with Connie Kendall.
Oh, what are they doing?
They're leaving.
Oh, can you follow them?
They're going in separate directions.
Oh, never mind. Meet me at Wits End.
Right, over and out.
Yeah, whatever.
Picked up some groceries for the party.
The party? I thought you weren't interested.
No, I am now. Mitch and his fiancée are coming.
Really? But are you sure? I mean, the way you left earlier made me think you were upset about Mitch.
Upset? Why would I be upset?
Well, I could think of several reasons.
No, I'm good.
But, Connie, I thought
Hey, everybody.
Oh. Hi, Wooten.
Oh, hi, Wooten. Can somebody clear some room on the counter?
What's on the tray? It's huge.
It's my pig.
You're kidding.
No, it's made of tofu.
We're going to roast tofu for the party?
No, of course not. Barbecue.
Yeah.
Oh, come on, guys. It'll be tofu-rific.
Connie.
Oh, hi, Penny.
Hey, Penny.
Hi. Connie, how was coffee with Mitch?
Fine. He and Maureen are coming to the party.
Mitch and Maureen?
Yeah, even their names sound cute together.
Did he tell you about her? What's she like?
I'm not sure. I think she's different from Mitch. He was always outdoorsy, and she sounds sort of, I don't know.
She's not a good match.
Mrs. Mitch is a mismatch?
Let's talk about this later.
I know what you're thinking, Connie, and you shouldn't worry. You're a lot prettier and smarter and more fun than her and taller, too.
Okay, well, that's not what I was thinking.
Well, I'm prepared not to like her no matter how wonderful she is.
Yeah, me too. I'll practice acting aloof and disinterested.
Yes.
Now, wait a minute. I don't think that's the tone we want for this party.
Well, how about if I just squint my eyes and look skeptical?
Okay.
Connie, are you sure this is a good idea?
It's all right. Really? Look, everyone, just be your normal, friendly selves, okay? This isn't a big deal. Mm-hmm. I need to put these groceries in the kitchen.
I'll help. Wooten, you may want to put that tofu in the large refrigerator. It looks like it's starting to mold.
Yeah, good idea. Though I need to baste in the barbecue sauce first.
Yeah.
You already said that.
Penny. Hi, Emily. Have you seen Matthew?
Not recently. Why?
Was that Connie going into the kitchen?
Uh-huh. Do you want her?
No. Something weird is going on. Connie met with CG.
The cute guy? And our Connie?
Yeah, it may be connected to MW, Mystery Woman, but we don't know how. And I stopped by the apartment. It was empty again. Who rents an apartment and moves in and out in one night?
Actually, I have. But we'll save that explanation for another time.
Have you spoken to Mr. Henri?
I haven't been able to reach him. I think he's in Connellsville talking to an art appraiser.
It's her!
Matthew, I just wanted to...
DMW, I saw her in the park. She was walking with CG. I tried to call you on the WT.
What?
Walkie-talkie.
Oh, I left it at home.
If you come out now, you can see them for yourself. They stopped at a park bench.
Oh, you should come too, Penny, just to confirm who we're dealing with.
Okay, let's go.
I don't know, Mitch. This whole thing makes me nervous.
Oh, you worry too much.
You don't worry enough.
Eugene? Eugene Meltzer?
Robert Mitchell. What a surprise. You know, I'd heard you were in town again.
Briefly. Oh, this is my fiancée, Maureen.
Oh, well, it's a pleasure to meet you.
I heard a lot about you.
Where are they?
Over there.
Not yet.
They're talking with Eugene. How is Eugene connected to CG and MW?
They're headed for Wits End.
I'm having trouble keeping up with these plot twists.
I think we should sneak around the back and go in through the kitchen. The mystery's a foot in the wind.
What?
Whatever. Let's go.
Greetings, Miss Kendall, Mr. Whitaker. We have guests.
What?
Oh!
Behold.
Mitch, you're here early.
Oh, they were waiting in the park. I told them to come now.
I hope it's all right.
Oh, of course it is. And you must be Maureen.
Hi, Connie. It's very nice to meet you.
Hi.
And I'm Whit.
Hi.
Mitch, it's good to see you again.
It's nice to be back.
Well, we were just setting up for the party.
Oh, is there anything we can do to help?
No, sit down. This gives us a chance to talk before everyone else gets here.
Great.
Mm-hmm. So, have you been busy getting ready for the wedding?
Well, it feels like we hardly have time. Maureen's been traveling a lot.
Oh, really? Where?
Oh, well, this month I...
I think they're already inside.
Oh, hi, Penny, Emily, and Matthew.
Shh.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. Hey, do any of you guys know how long to baste the tofu pig, and should I baste the tail as well?
Aw, you put a tail on it.
Yeah, look how cute it is, but why are we speaking in soft tones?
To keep from being heard.
By whom?
Has Eugene come in with two strangers?
Yeah, he came in with somebody, but I haven't been able to see who. My hands are really sticky with his barbecue sauce. You can see him through the little window on the door.
Will you look, Wooten? We can't be seen by them.
Oh, why not? What's going on?
We're solving a mystery.
Oh, I didn't know it was one of those parties. Okay, let's see. There's Mitch, and I assume Maureen is with him.
That's Mitch and Maureen?
The mismatch, huh? Why?
Oh, boy.
Oh, wow. Mitch's fiance was in the gallery the other day wanting to sell art to Mr. Henri.
So?
She was wearing a blonde wig and going by the name Jessica Brown.
Okay, slightly peculiar.
And then we followed her to an empty apartment that they filled with furniture.
To show paintings to Mr. Henri.
And after they showed him the paintings, they moved everything out again.
Well, then I'll adjust the score from slightly to remarkably peculiar.
I'll see what's delaying Wooten.
Someone's coming!
Hide!
Wooten, Connie asked me to... I had no idea. All of you are here. Staring, like deer caught in a set of vehicular lamps.
Come in, Eugene.
And keep your voice down.
Huh?
As in low, but not actually a whisper.
Oh, very well. I'll be right back. Now, what, pray tell, is going on?
We have to talk to you. But not here. Somewhere else.
Mr. Whitaker's office?
Why?
You'll understand in a minute. Let's use the back stairs.
If you insist.
Can I wash my hands first?
Hurry, Wooten.
This is absurd. Am I to believe that Mitch's fiance is doing something illegal?
That's what we've been trying to find out.
You have to admit, it's all really strange.
Oh, admittedly, but not everything that's strange is against the law.
Fortunately for us.
Well, we must find out for certain. We can't sneak around them the entire afternoon.
Then what can we do?
Confirm or deny the suspicions. With Witt's computer, I'll do a record search. All right, let me see. Maureen McFadden, a.k.a. Jessica Brown, or vice versa. Though I'm certain there's a rational explanation and no need to worry about...
What?
It's her!
It is!
Yep, that's her!
I am astonished!
Oh, sorry I took so long, guys. Cleaning barbecue sauce up under your fingernails is harder than it looks. What did I miss?
Wooten, Mitch's fiance is a criminal!
A criminal? Really?
Well, according to this, she's pulled off literary and art scams in Seattle, Toronto, New York, Houston...
And now Odyssey! I have to call Mr. Henri about those paintings. But how does this connect to Mitch?
Perhaps he doesn't know.
But doesn't Mitch work for the FBI?
He has to know. He was at the apartment. Huh? He helped us set it up.
Well, perhaps love has blinded him.
Mr. Henri said he suspected her already and has spoken with the authorities.
Yes, but what do the French mean when they say les authorities?
Yeah.
I don't know, but he's going to bring them here, whoever
here?
They are. But what do we do in the meantime?
We must act normal. She can't suspect anything until the authorities arrive.
Normal. Right. Well, that'll be a change of pace.
Oh, yeah. I think we should somehow tell Connie and Witt.
We shall look for an opportunity.
And that's how we met. I'll say this, I won't look at a croissant the same way again.
You change that story every time you tell it. Last time, it was a bagel.
Oh, they're all breakfast pastries. It's the story that counts.
Well, look who I found.
Where have you been? I was about to come looking for you.
Been? Normal. I mean, nowhere.
Well, Mitch was just telling us how he and Maureen met at a cafe.
Ah, would that cafe have been in Seattle or Toronto?
That's a funny question, Penny.
Seattle? How did you know?
Just guessing.
So, Wooten, how are things?
Oh, they're normal. I'm perfectly normal.
You're the cartoonist, aren't you?
Uh-huh.
I would love to see some of your work.
Oh, really? Okay, I'd like to show you.
So, you're interested in art, Maureen?
That's right. Penny, you look familiar. Have we met before?
Huh? Me? No, never. Everyone thinks I look familiar. They always have. Uh-huh.
What?
I'm confused. Is something wrong?
Yeah, what's going on, guys?
I believe Wooten was about to baste his tofu pig.
Oh, no, thankfully finished, Eugene. Tofu pig basting is not a job for the faint of heart.
Perhaps you should show it to Connie to make sure she approves.
Huh? That's a good idea. Come on, Connie. Wooten and I want you to see the pig.
Oh, yes, of course. A smashing idea to see the pig. Come along, Connie.
Okay, if you'll excuse me.
Farewell.
What was that?
My phone. Oh, I have a phone call. Is there somewhere private?
Oh, use the kids' radio studio.
Thanks, I'll be right back. Yes, this is Robert Mitchell.
Maureen, how about if I show you around the shop?
Great, I'd love that.
Come upstairs. I'll show you the Bible room.
Oh, great.
Do you think Wooten and Penny are telling Connie?
What?
Yes, I think they told her.
Okay, seriously, that's why you're acting so weird?
Oh, we are well beyond weird, Connie.
No kidding. Look, I'm more than happy to believe the worst about Maureen, but this is just crazy.
Eugene can show you her record on the computer.
Uh-huh.
But there has to be a mistake. Mitch wouldn't... I mean... Okay, I have to talk to Mitch.
But you really shouldn't until the authorities get here.
Penny, he is the authorities. I'll talk to him alone.
Well, now's your chance. He just headed for the studio.
The studio?
Yeah, I saw him through the little window. You know, had a cell phone to his ear.
Wooten, you are so observant. You should be a detective.
Can I wear a deerstalker cap?
Perfect.
Okay, thanks. That's good to know. Bye. Hi, Connie.
Can we talk, Mitch?
Sure.
It's kind of hard knowing where to start.
Oh, I know what this is about.
You do?
Yeah, seeing me marry someone else.
No, that's not it. Though, I think she may not be the right person for you.
Oh, I expected you to feel that way.
No, that's not what I'm talking about. Do you know her? I mean, really know her?
Of course I do.
Then her background is no secret to you?
Background?
Yes. The one where she's a con artist who sells art forgeries and stuff like that. What are you laughing about?
It's not what you think.
Well, what am I supposed to think? Come on, you're an FBI agent.
So is Maureen.
Exactly, which is why you really need to know, huh?
That's how we met. The cafe in Seattle was next to an art gallery. We were working together on cases involving art forgeries.
Oh.
She poses as Jessica Brown, a convicted criminal to get us into the art underworld. We're here in Odyssey to investigate Jacques Henri.
Mr. Henri?
Well, apparently someone bought a replica from him and then tried to sell it later as an original. We were sent to investigate to see if he's part of a network.
Replicas? Wait, Penny paints those replicas.
Which we learned this morning, and Mr. Henri is now in the clear, too. Otherwise, he wouldn't have called the FBI to report Maureen.
He called you?
Our local office, who just called me.
Oh, well, that's a relief all the way around. But you could have told me, you know.
That kind of defeats the point of being undercover.
So, Maureen is actually pretty good for you.
The best.
Well, I'm glad. You know, I always wanted you to be happy.
Thanks, Connie.
How long could it possibly take Mr. Henri and the authorities to arrive?
Well, typically...
Do not move! Everyone freeze! You are under, how do you say it, a citizen's arrest.
Mr. Henri, it's...
What is this? Eugene and two children whom I do not know. Where is the con artist?
Where are the authorities?
They have given me the bureaucratic runaround.
Who did you call?
Yeah.
The FBI.
Mr. Henri!
Penny, are you safe?
Oh, I'm safe too.
Where is this fake Jessica Brown?
She's taking a tour of the shop with Wit.
Ah, a clever ruse, I am sure.
Oh, but Connie went to talk to Mitch.
Mitch?
So, we do...
Yikes! Here come Whit and Maureen. Stay calm, everybody. Act natural. Hide, Mr. Henri. He'll recognize you.
I am French. We do not hide. Certainly not in such little spaces.
Ah, Jacques is here. Maureen, this is Jacques.
Bonjour.
Oh,
Is there something wrong, mademoiselle?
No, not at all. I am Maureen.
Are you certain about that? I am having a sense of déjà vu here, which makes me think you have another name.
What? Jacques?
Step aside, Monsieur Whittaker. I am making a citizen's arrest.
For which country?
Seize that woman!
Yes. Allow me, Miss Jessica Brown. You are under arrest. Eugene, let go of her.
Hands off, pal. Maureen!
Eugene! Are you all right, Eugene?
I'm fine.
Wow, that was amazing. Did you see the arc on his body when he flipped over?
Yeah,
I wish I had my camera.
I got it all on my lapel video.
Now, wait a minute. What's going on here?
This woman is a fraud.
And you, sir, are a fraud.
What? You cannot call me a fraud when I'm calling you a fraud. What is this, kindergarten's recess?
Whoa. Everybody calm down. There are no frauds here. Maureen, he's been cleared.
Oh, what?
And so has Maureen. Just so everyone knows, she's working undercover for the FBI with Mitch.
Undercover? What's all this about?
I'm sorry, Whit. I'll explain everything.
Oh, are you all right, Eugene?
I did a gentle flip. Oh, he'll be fine.
That was gentle?
That was awesome.
Yeah.
Now then, who's up for a nice slice of tasty, well-basted tofu pig?
In spite of everything, I think the party turned out all right.
Yeah, I enjoyed the tofu more than I expected.
Maureen seems nice.
Mm-hmm.
You don't like her, huh?
Oh. She's different than I expected Mitch's future wife to be.
Meaning, different from you.
Well,
you and Mitch weren't the most compatible couple. You were very different.
Yeah, but it worked somehow. Though it's kind of pointless to talk about, isn't it? I mean, if we were so right for each other, he wouldn't be marrying someone else.
True, and you were fairly sure about that until he showed up again.
Whit, is it wrong to regret a decision we've made?
Well, it's normal to wonder about our decisions, but healthy only if we learn from them for the future. Otherwise, it's dangerous. We can get lost in a game of what if.
What if?
What if we decided differently? We could go crazy imagining things we've given up, or how things would be different, or if we're missing out somehow.
Yeah.
Thinking that way is destructive. It's not part of a life of faith in Jesus. In him, we have what is, the life now that prepares us for the life to come. Second-guessing the past has no place there.
You're right, of course.
Besides, I'm glad God has you here, Connie, not in Budapest or California or all the places you could have been in the world. Mm. My world would be a lot emptier without you.
Oh, thanks, Whit.
Well, this place is clean enough. Go home, get some rest. I'll see you tomorrow.
Okay, but promise you'll tell me more wonderful things about myself then?
Sure. I can think of a few.
Good. I need to hear them.
Connie! Oh, I'm glad you're home.
Hey. Boy, am I tired.
I bet. Well, you got some flowers hand-delivered over there.
Oh?
On the table. They're from Mitch.
Oh, yellow tulips.
I got to talk to him for a while. He's a really nice guy.
Yeah, I know.
All wrong for you, though.
Really?
Oh, yeah. You made the right decision. So, can I ask why yellow tulips? What do they mean?
They mean goodbye.
Well, I guess the rumors are true. Connie and Mitch will not be getting married. You know, to be honest, there's a part of me that wishes they had somehow gotten back together. But like Witt said, looking backwards doesn't produce the kind of living that honors God. 1 Corinthians 2:9 says, "No eye has seen, no ear has heard, no mind has conceived what God has prepared for those who love Him." And God says in Jeremiah 29:11, "I know the plans I have for you, plans for good, not to harm you, to give you a future and a hope." On our own, we can't begin to imagine what God has planned for our lives. So we keep moving forward, stepping out in faith that God has our future securely in His hands. He will show us the way to follow Him, one step at a time. Adventures and Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. Something Old, Something New was written by Kathy Buchanan and Paul McCusker and directed by Nathan Hubler. Our sound designer was Rob Jorgensen, with production assistance from Jonathan Crow. Our cast included Katie Lee as Connie, Kimmy Robertson as Penny, Jess Arnell as Wooten, Steve Burns as Mitch, Andre Stoika as Witt, Christina Pacelli as Emily, and Zach Callison as Matthew, along with Stacey J. Oswald and Dan Hagen. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for another Adventure in Odyssey.